Sure is, and we're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, so jump on board. We'll get calls when we come back. Tom's got some texts and tweets as well, but we've got Doc for another hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call toll-free for help, assistance when you hear Doc talk and you're writing them down and maybe you're driving, maybe you're asleep, half asleep in bed. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that number and the website, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. Great information there, something to go to all the time. I've got so many people going to that website from the family. They just love it right now. Doc, let's chat a little bit more and go to final calls for the hour. And, of course, Tom's got some more texts and tweets for you, too, that he's working on as that okay. never stops. But it is remarkable what's going on these days. I mean, how could COVID spread so fast?
Well, again, the immune level of the population of the world is down because everybody's eating gluten. They're killing their intestines. Very few people are supplementing completely. You know, the people say, I take vitamin C. Well, what about the other 89, you know? And so they've been tricked into thinking they could just eat well and get everything they need. Like I say, every doctor who tells their patients that should go to jail because you cannot get everything you need just by eating well. It's kind of like saying, George, if you went to a mechanic and you had the car of your dreams, and he said, look, you're wasting your money on oil, George. Just put some dirt from Texas, and then there's bound to be some oil in it because of dirt from Texas. Would you go back to that mechanic?
No, sir.
No. Well, that's what you have to look at when a doctor says, just eat well, you get everything you need. That's the same principle. That doctor should go to jail because you cannot get everything you need for eating your food. The odds are he has a kid that's in college and tuition is due.
This is what bothers me about COVID. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm a media guy. I mean, I've got perceptions and I've got intuition. I said back in December of 2019 that this was developed in the lab in Wuhan. And the CDC, of course, said no, no, no. Now everybody's saying yes, yes, yes. I said it was airborne because it was happening too quickly. The CDC said no, no, no. Now they're saying yes, it's airborne. What does it take for people to use some common sense, Doc?
Well, the medical system never likes to say they don't know. That's why they said that mothers were laying on their babies when they were dying of sudden death syndrome. I'm the one that made it.
I remember hearing that when I was younger. That bothered the heck out of me, you know, thinking that mothers would crush their kids.
Yeah, well, they would
accidentally, of course.
Commit suicide. The mothers would commit suicide because their families would ostracize
They would blame them for that.
Yeah, blame them. It wasn't true. They were dying in the cribs from hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. Remember, I told you that Dr. Milan and I went to China, Heilongjiang Province and Qishan University. We did 1,700 autopsies on kids that had died from that in China.
Let's sneak you into Wuhan, can we?
Wuhan? Well, yeah, Wuhan. I can get to you, Wuhan. Probably will do that. Probably by the middle of next year. Go to Wuhan. We have lots of contacts there, and we'll get stuff starting to send to us. Again, we have all these things in Chinese now. We have even Dead Doctors Don't Lie. One of my original CDs is in Mandarin and Cantonese, so we have a big connection with them.
Well, you know what? I like the Chinese people. I don't like the government of China, but but the Chinese people are good people. Let's go to the phones. Jesus in Guatay, California is with us. Hi, Jesus. Welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
We can, and thanks for holding. Sure thing.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you. Okay, so my problem is Dr. Wallach, and I've wanted to talk to you forever. And I love what you've done with your life, and I appreciate it, and God bless.
How can we help you today?
I'm 5'11", 170 pounds, and 63 years old. I'm a recovering addict, drinking a fifth a day, some pot, Coke, sometimes IV. I want to get better, but I'm in depression, and I just I can't get a grip, and I know I have a bad diet. I heard what you said about the foods, and that's what I eat is that bad food. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on my on the plan, okay. Because I really want to invest in getting better because I believe in
what a lot of your friends and contacts, because you know you probably hang around people have the same issues and same problems.
And mention your de-stress, Doc, because that's fantastic.
Well, the de-stress. People love that one. And, of course, it's one of those things where you have to appreciate the people who become alcoholics and drug addicts are missing nutrients, and they have a craving called PICA, P-I-C-A. Look it up in any dictionary. It's an insatiable drive to eat something, and many of these people will be overweight, but it's because they just eat and eat and eat. You have a 5,000-calorie meal, and you still eat and eat and eat because you have these nutritional deficiencies causing this PICA behavior, P-I-C-A. And when food doesn't satisfy people anymore, they say, well, maybe I should, you know, have a couple of drinks. Maybe you should try this drug. And, of course, they will actually help quiet things down and make you feel better for a couple of hours. And so that's where alcoholism and drug addiction comes in, because you're deficient in these nutrients. So there's two things you have to do. You say you weighed 150 pounds. Is that correct?
How much do you weigh, Jesus?
5'11", 170, 63 years old.
Okay, 170.
And I have some varicose, a little bit, and not totally gray.
Okay, but all some right. Gray hair. Okay, that's very interesting. Very good to know. Thank you. You've been listening. All right. When you have gray hair and varicose veins, you're deficient in certain nutrients, which can wind up giving you an aneurysm in the brain, give you an aneurysm in your aorta and your coronary arteries in your heart. But also, you get a breakdown of the walls of arteries and veins. You get connective tissue problems and so forth. You get liver problems. When you're deficient in those nutrients. And so a lot of the things that are blamed on alcohol are due to the nutritional deficiencies, where you get fatty liver and that kind of stuff. Okay? So here we go, 175 pounds, no bad foods. You've heard me say this over and over and over. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Absolutely, that one's got to go. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose of everything twice a day, MSM, 2 bottles a month, so you can take 3 with each meal, cartilage, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone, major bone cell, walls of arteries and veins. And then your hair color will start coming back because you're absorbing nutrients if you're avoiding the bad foods, and so you know you're absorbing because your hair color will come back, and the varicose veins will go away without surgery.
How about the addiction, Doc?
Okay, the addiction will go away very quickly, usually 2 to 6 weeks. We deal with literally thousands of addicts every month. All over the world, and we have a lot of experience with this, so I'm speaking with great confidence that you will see a benefit, and your story will help a lot of people. And again, you're taking all these nutrients, and for energy, you want to use our Rebounder sports drink, which we developed for professional athletes and also Olympic athletes. We deal with literally tens of thousands of athletes every month, all over the world, and they really love that Rebound instead of Red Bull, which has primarily caffeine and sugar in it.
Exactly.
So this has 100 nutrients in it, 75 minerals and 25 vitamins, amino acids. So it's a tremendous energy drink, but also it helps rebuild all the tissues when you have these things going, whether it's addiction or athletics or whatever. So you will be blessed, and your story, your testimony will help so many people. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Doc. Next up, Joyce in South Carolina is with us. Hello, Joyce.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. I hope you are, too.
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for your time to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. How can we help you today?
I'd like to know about oil of oregano. Is that good to help fight the virus?
Oil of oregano, Doc.
Okay, well, oils are bad, okay, because they oxidize and turn into trans fats, heterocyclic greens, and acrylamides, which cause inflammation, which sets you up for a bad time. Remember, I said no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. Okay, so anything, I don't care if it's wheat germ oil or if you're eating sardines packed in olive oil. You can't have those things. If you want olive oil, you got to pull olives off the tree and eat the olive, but you can't have the olive oil that's in the can with the sardines.
And now the oil of oregano comes in little capsules, too.
I know that, but see, it doesn't matter if it comes in little capsules. It still oxidizes. I mean, how long has it been sitting on the store shelf?
Well, that's a good question.
2 weeks, a month in the warehouse in 120-degree heat. It oxidizes and turns into trans fats, heterocyclic greens, acrylamides, and that's what causes plaque in your arteries. It's not cholesterol that causes plaque in your arteries. That's a myth, just like mothers laying on their babies and sudden death syndrome. That was all a lie. When they came out with statin drugs to lower your cholesterol and got you off to stop eating eggs and animal fat, people got a new disease called Alzheimer's disease. There's all kinds of dementias, but Alzheimer's disease is a very specific pathology that's caused by a cholesterol deficiency. Cholesterol makes up 75% of your brain weight.
So you're basically saying stay away from oil of oregano.
Stay away from oils, yeah.
All right. Next up, text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, Doc. Emily in San Antonio would like you to discuss exercise for pregnant women and the diet they should eat.
Okay. Well, exercise for pregnant women, I would do things like a slow walk, a comfortable walk, maybe a quarter of a mile. I would do it early in the morning when it's still cool. I wouldn't do it in the heat of the day. I would use our Rebound sports drink. They need to be taking our 90 essential nutrients for at least 6 months to a year before they get pregnant, taking prenatal vitamins 2 months after you're pregnant. The baby's already damaged, and so this is all very important. And exercise is only safe when you're taking all the supplements. And so if you have to make a decision. Are you going to breastfeed your baby, or are you going to feed them Enfamil and Similac? If you're going to breastfeed the baby, you need to really take our heavy hammer, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and then about a month before you're going to give birth, about your 8th month along, go to 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. So the breast milk is loaded with these nutrients for the baby. And then if you're going to feed it the Enfamil and Similac and the other baby formulas, we have what we call Kids Toddy and the EFAs, and you can put that in the baby's formulas, and it's going to get all the nutrients it needs, because you just can't give the formulas and a couple of drops of vitamin C and vitamin A. They need all 90 essential nutrients. And we've actually reversed Down syndrome in the first couple of weeks after baby being born. Very famous people. It was Evel Knievel's niece-in-law, Lauren Knievel, her son.
Really?
Yeah. I was born, and he was diagnosed early in pregnancy with Down syndrome, and she didn't want to have an abortion. So she called me and said, anything we can do? I said, well, let's give it a shot. She was 2 weeks before she was out of her first trimester, so we got her on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, 2 of them, and the baby was born perfectly normal, and I have beautiful pictures of him. You know, he's 6 foot tall, a handsome young man in his military uniform. He graduated school from an engineer, and he was born without Down syndrome, and it freaked all the doctors out because they had really told her, this is so bad. He was positive on the triple screen test. He was positive on a scan. And they said, this is not going to be good. And she said, well, if it's born with Down syndrome, I'll take care of it. I'll love it. But I'll talk to Dr. Walton. And so we saved that boy. And so we save a lot of them if we catch them early enough in pregnancy to reverse it. Now, once they get into their 4th and 5th months, no. Once they're born, no. We actually have couples that are both Down syndrome, and they were... families didn't know each other, but they moved closer and closer together over the years. By the time they were 6 years old, the parents had been giving them our products, and they got married. They're a beautiful couple. You really have to look to see if they're Down syndrome, and both of them work, and he's an engineer.
Oh, that's great. And their children are okay? Or they have children?
Well, no, they decided not to have kids because the doctors convinced them it was genetic. Of course, it's not genetic. It's a simple nutritional deficiency early in pregnancy. But she, without counseling with me, she decided to get a hysterectomy.
Let's go to Joe in Colorado, west of the Rockies. Joseph, go ahead.
Well, hi there, George.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to ask Dr. Wallach a question regarding my son.
Okay.
My son, just before his 19th birthday, had what later we found out was a grand mal seizure, and since has been diagnosed with epilepsy. Initially, they started to be about every 30 days. We started, a ton of research and doing different things and trying different things. We got 2 windows of time that were 6 months and then 7 months. He's just over 21 now, and we're just kind of struggling to find answers. The only thing we get from the doctor is, what the right mix of meds are and trying to get that prescription correct. We still haven't done that.
Okay, how much does he weigh?
What's he weigh, Joe?
He weighs, I'm going to say, probably 165, 170.
Okay. So here we go. None of the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. You know, that one's got to go. I'm going to have 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want him to eat 3 eggs twice a day. They have to have soft yolk, soft boiled soft yolk, soft poached soft yolk, soft, soft scrambled butter. I have 3 eggs every morning and 3 eggs every evening that are soft scrambled in butter. Been doing it for 75 years, okay? And your brain is 75% cholesterol. You need the cholesterol for your brain. We also have what we call de-stress capsules, which is for brain metabolism. I want them to have 3 of those capsules twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month. I want them to have also our Synaptive. The Synaptive is the biochemistry necessary for brain cells to make chemicals that they need to talk to their neighboring cells, north, south, east, and west, all 4 directions. And so it's called Synaptive. I take 3 of those twice a day. It is 2 bottles a month. So he needs to take 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month of the Synaptive. And don't forget the eggs. Don't forget to get rid of the bad stuff. And he can have baked sweet potatoes with butter. He can have baked white potatoes with butter. Don't forget our pink Himalayan salt. Has 78 different minerals in it, which are good for the brain. He also needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day for brain circulation. And then, call us every couple of weeks and let us know what's going on there, because we can walk you through this. We deal with so many young people that have seizures and all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And we're able to actually fix this with nutritional approaches like we've already laid out for you.
Joe, let me give you that number in case you missed anything that the doc said tonight. It's 1-855-949-7234. You call them and tell them you were on the program, and they're writing down everything, so they'll back up what the doc has to say. Thanks, Joe. I hope that works. And, gosh, so much of it's deficiency, isn't it, Doc?
Well, yes, all the diseases. You know, remember, there's a new science. I'm considered one of the fathers of this new science, George. It's called epigenetics. It takes the place of genetics. Doctors leaned on the crutch of genetics when they didn't know the answer, like mothers laying on the baby, you know, for really a nutritional deficiency. They would say it's a genetic thing or it's an autoimmune thing. Just like when people have atrial fibrillation, which is osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve causing an irregular heartbeat, they say, oh, you have a heart problem. They want to cut your chest open and put a hot branding iron on your heart and stop the weird beat. And really, it's osteoporosis of the skull. And so doctors rested on this, oh, it's a genetic thing. You have 5 generations in your family with high blood pressure, it's a genetic thing. No, just everybody's eating the same way, and they live in the same county, and they all have electricity and so forth. And so they missed it by 1,000 miles. And the worst possible thing for human health in the industrialized world, George, is insurance, because it gave doctors an excuse to milk the insurance policy like a dairy cow. They didn't feel bad about it because, well, you know, insurance is paying for it, so we don't mind, you know, kind of overbilling here because they got kids in college and, you know, they need to have the tuition paid for. But the health insurance is really a bad thing because it gave doctors license to kill.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. I'm going to give you that toll-free number again. And also a little reminder, on Friday, Zoom call with the doc from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. You can sign up at AskDocLive.com, and they'll take care of that for you. He'll take your Zoom questions, and he's been doing that now for some time, helping a lot of people. He just doesn't stop. But we're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. And take your final calls on Coast to Coast. On our next Coast to Coast program, of course, we're going to have some great things for you tomorrow, so make sure you're part of the program. We'll be dealing with the exit strategy about what is going on with Russia, and also we'll be dealing with the paranormal. And in a moment, after Doc Wallach, Michael Goddard joins us with his latest work called A New Now, dealing with higher levels of consciousness, so I'm looking forward to that. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, our final segment with Dr. Joel Wallach. And let's set another record, folks, if you can. If you're at your desktop, if you have your smartphone, go to criticalhealthnews.com right now and blow up that website. The webmaster thinks that they can hold on to it. I say you can't. It's got too many people out there. Take advantage of it. Go to criticalhealthnews.com right now with your desktop or your smartphone. I love doing that with your webmaster, Doc. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. We got a great team, and your team on Friday mornings is just fabulous. They're wonderful. and the crew taking the calls now, they stay up all night on the East Coast. They stay up. They never sleep.
They got a long night tonight into Friday. Let's go to east of the Rockies. Ken is with us in Bismarck, North Dakota. Thanks for calling, Ken. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question about osteoporosis.
Sure.
The drugs that the doctors are recommending are like Prolia and Fosamax. They're supposed to improve the bone density. What's your opinion on those?
Okay. I like complete nutrition programs because when you have osteoporosis, you have more than a need for these medications, okay? Basically, we have programs for osteoporosis. I like right now with the COVID thing, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, get rid of all the bad stuff so you can absorb no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats.
Does glucogel work for that too?
Glucogel is wonderful. It's part of the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Also, the glucogel, you can go ahead and we have a liquid form of it. We have capsules. When I'm on the airplanes, I take the capsules. I take five of those capsules twice a day. At home, I'll drink the liquid. I add it to my liquid drink twice a day, an ounce twice a day. So it's 2 quarts a month of the liquid glucogel. And what it is, it's made out of cartilage and ligaments and tendons from beef and sheep and poultry and fish. And so you're getting all those forms of collagen and cartilage and stuff.
Which are fantastic.
It's a good choice, and that's an add-on. And don't forget the vitamin D3. The vitamin D3, three of those twice a day, get the minerals into the bones. And this takes care of the osteoporosis of the skull, all the bones in the body, peripheral neuropathy, sciatica, those kinds of things. There's a paralysis that babies are born with because they have osteoporosis of the skull when they're born, and it squeezes their spinal cord, Erb's palsy it's called, and they're paralyzed from the neck down. And the doctor said, well, it's an autoimmune thing. There's nothing we can do about it. Well, it's really just osteoporosis of the skull. So you give them one of the kids, Toddy, and you can give them the liquid glucogel and the vitamin D3. And these kids turn around, you know, in say 2 to 6 weeks. It's amazing.
Doc, what's the best way to wean yourself off prescription drugs with the help of a doctor, of course, too?
Okay, well, in most cases, when you're on a prescription drug, you have a test. For instance, like diabetes, you have a test. High blood pressure, you have a test. You have a pain level when it comes to arthritis and stuff like that. And so when you're taking our programs and you're on, let's say you have diabetes, and you're on medication for diabetes.
Metformin, let's say.
Yeah, okay, well, metformin is an oral, and if you're not supplementing properly, if you're not avoiding gluten, you're not going to be able to absorb the metformin because it's an oral thing. And you say, well, it doesn't work very well, and so I really have a brittle diabetes, so the metformin isn't working very well. And usually they'll put you on injectable insulin. But at any rate, the thing to do here is get on our healthy blood sugar pack. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And then as the blood sugar begins to come down into the normal range, you reduce the medication based on the numbers. As opposed to just, you know, don't start our stuff and go cold turkey on the medication. You do it based on the numbers. And, you know, it usually takes 2 weeks to start really seeing some great stuff happening. So I've seen it happen in 3 days, and people start reducing their medication in 2 to 4 weeks. They've been a brittle diabetic for 40 years, and in 2 to 6 weeks, they're not a diabetic anymore. And their doctors sign off on it. They scratch their head. They say, we've never seen this before, but you're not a diabetic anymore. Well, that's because they're taking the supplements and staying away from gluten so they can absorb them. And so they didn't need the medication anymore.
Let's go to Greg in the state of Washington. Hi, Greg. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Gus Hutcherson in Auburn, Washington. George, appreciate you always being so receptive to your callers. And Doc.
Thank you.
As it's getting colder, you sure are a breath of warm breeze for the soul. Listen, I got a question for you about your colloidal silver. I'm kind of familiar with monatomic gold and like the monatomic heavy metals, mm-hmm. the platinum group, or would you say? Is this kind of like a monatomic silver, or could you elaborate kind of on your colloidal silver?
Tell us more about colloidal.
Okay, it's a colloid. It's a super small particle size so that it stays suspended. Each one repels its neighbor, and so they stay suspended as opposed to a solution where they'll settle out and you get powder in the bottom of the jar. These never settle out because the particles are so small, and you would look at it in the dropper, it just looks like water, and it doesn't have any taste. But you'll notice a benefit. You know, if you have even a cold, the colloidal silver will kill the cold viruses. And so, like I say, I've been using the colloidal silver for 25 years, and doing it four times a day, two droppers full under my tongue, 30 minutes before each meal, and 30 minutes before bedtime. And so this protects you against viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. And then, of course, the hand sanitizer. The colloidal silver is, as the name says, look up colloids.
Does it have a taste at all, Doc?
Zero taste. It's just like drinking distilled water.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no taste. Nobody ever said, oh, it's awful. No, there's none of that kind of reaction. It's just like even little kids take it. And so we give it to our grandkids. We give it to kids that are, you know, in kindergarten and stuff like that. Right now it's a good thing to give to kids going to kindergarten if they're going to school. Especially,
yeah, a lot of parents are concerned about that.
Yeah, that they don't want to give them vaccines and stuff like that. Get them on the colloidal silver and the hand sanitizer. And the kids like the hand sanitizer. It kind of smells lemony, and it kills viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. I use it for an aftershave, especially, you know, I go out to these meetings at various hotels and have to go meet people at banks and things like that because they're setting up trust funds and so on. And so it's one of those things where, because I'm in contact with people, I don't know how well they're taking care of themselves, and I don't want them to give me something.
Right.
So I super take care of myself with the diet, the supplements, the colloidal silver, the hand sanitizer, and it's worked for me for 75 years. Haven't had a cold in 75 years. Haven't had the flu in 75 years.
I'm like you. You know, the only thing that ever happened to me is I bit into some hot pizza rolls, and that shut me down for a day.
Well, pizza, of course, if you're not careful, you get the gluten crust made out of wheat. I eat three dinners a night made out of gluten-free pizza with a cauliflower and rice crust. I'll have that gluten-free pizza in the mornings, two mornings a week, and I put on there either hamburgers or sardines or pink salmon from the rivers of Alaska, smoked. On the gluten-free pizza.
Smoked salmon's good.
Oh, let me tell you. And, of course, we buy, like, 50 boxes at a time. We get down to the last 10, buy 50 more.
And you just freeze them, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they go in the freezer.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's all you got to do. Text and tweets, what do you have for Doc, Tom?
This one from Lori and the gang listening as they're coming back from the Eagles concert. And, Doc, she would like to know the best way to address athlete's foot.
Okay, athlete's foot again.
Is that a fungus, Doc?
Yeah, athlete's foot is a fungus. It's a legendary fungus. It goes, you know, it likes between your toes because you sweat between the toes, and it's a lot of electrolytes and nutrients and so forth, so it makes the fungus happy. But they need to wash their socks with bleach, make sure that they bleach it, and we have wonderful things like that in longevity, laundry soap and so forth with bleach in it. And so wash the socks. Excuse me. Well, we wash them separately because you're walking on the ground and you don't want that with your underwear and stuff like that. So you want athlete's foot in your bottom. And so we always wash the socks separately with the detergent that has the bleach added to it. And then we use a colloidal silver topically in between the toes during the day. And at nighttime, I use a hand sanitizer again. I put it between the toes after the shower at night. Before I go to bed, and put the hand sanitizer in between the toes and put clean socks on so it doesn't run all over the place. And so I'm constantly putting hand sanitizer, colloidal silver in between the toes day and night. And so, I wrestled university, I wrestled high school, I played football, was on track, but never had any problems with those kind of things because I started doing this when I was 9 years old.
Good for you. Linda Maria is with us in Medford, Oregon. Hi, Linda.
Yes. Hi, George. Hi, Hi, Doc Wallach.
Hi.
Yes. Anyway, my mother is on the supplements, and she's doing very well. She can finally sleep in a bed at night. But the it's the prices are high for us. So you mentioned on your podcast to a lady that you could talk to her doctor about prescribing the supplements so that Medicare
will do that. Some doctors will do that. They'll prescribe it, and so insurance might pay for it, okay, if the doctor prescribes it. But also, if you get on AutoShip, I will pay the shipping, so you're going to save a lot of money. If you get, because especially the liquids are heavy, they're kind of pricey in shipping. But if you get on AutoShip, I will pay the shipping. You're paying wholesale prices for the product, and if you become an associate and you help other people, I will send you a check every month based on the volume you create, and you get tax breaks. You get to deduct a portion of your rent or your mortgage. You get to deduct a portion of your homeowner's insurance. You get to deduct a percent of your utilities if you have a longevity office and a little warehouse in your home based on the percentage of the square
foot. And you get a discount wholesale.
Yeah, you pay wholesale, and I will pay the shipping if you get on AutoShip.
Well, you could save a lot of money that way, Doc.
Yep.
That's pretty smart. Did you come up with that idea?
Yes, sir.
You're brilliant.
Well, we try to do everything we can to help people do the right thing for themselves and their family, their loved ones, their neighbors, and their church mates.
They don't teach these things in college. You didn't learn that in vet school, did you?
No, they didn't teach us any of that. No, I had to learn all that.
My gosh. I would have loved, though, to have met you at the St. Louis Zoo when you were out there.
That was a great time. And, of course, Marlon Perkins sent me to Africa to work on the white rhino. This is a great new piece of news for you here, George. You know, my book, Rhino Express, is written for my 2 years I spent on the white rhino conservation project. There was only 475 white rhino left then at the Umfolozi and Shishlui game reserves in Natal province, South Africa. I caught 200 of them, almost half of them, and sent them here to the United States. And now, because we built a couple of wild animal parks for them in South Africa, now there's 21,000 of them now.
Wow.
As a recent count.
So you saved
successful.
The breed.
Yes, I was successful.
Let's go to Debbie in Crescent City, California. Squeeze a call or two in. Go ahead, Deb.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad to talk to you. Mr. Norrie, you asked, Why did the pandemic or something stop in 1918 or 17? Well, there was this 90-year-old man that was our friend, and he got us to take this product called Lomatum Dissectum, or it's Lomatum Dissectum, or let's see, Leptotania Damascus, or LDM-100, and it's supposed to knock a virus off a cell. And I was wondering if anybody heard about that for fighting the
I apologize. COVID. I have not heard of those.
I have not heard of that stuff either.
I don't even know if there, they may have been some that went on back then, but they're not available now. I don't know. I'll look it up, but thank you for bringing that up.
Doc, one of the problems with ivermectin is people are taking the horse version and too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they got to be careful. Have you been following this baby aspirin story?
The baby aspirin story?
Yeah, they're now recommending that people without heart conditions not to take a daily baby aspirin.
Oh, they're afraid of hemorrhaging?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of people, if they have a history of blood clots, it doesn't hurt to do that, but if they take their 90 essential nutrients, there's certain nutrients in the 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, that prevent blood clots. Okay, and people say, which one is it? Which one is it? I used to tell them that, and then they would go out and buy that one nutrient and leave the other 214 out, and then they would die. And so I stopped telling people what single nutrients are for. That's what the books are for.
Yeah.
They can look it up if they
want. I keep
to.
Trying to bend your arm for that stuff, but you stand pat.
Yeah, yeah, because I had so many people die because they would just run to the grocery store and buy one nutrient because they thought they were, you know, saving money, but it cost them a lot for the coffin.
Doc, thanks again for being on the program. We will talk to you in about 6 weeks. Pharmacist Ben will join us in about 3. So that'll get us, getting close to Thanksgiving, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George. You and Tom are the greatest as usual. God bless you and all the great work you do and allowing me to share with your followers and listeners. You are an angel of God, and we appreciate you.
Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, all of you, hit that website. Let's break a record and break it in big time. Up next, we're going to talk about higher consciousness with you on Coast to Coast AM.